Insert coin. Batman. 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 Yam.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday night, and you're listening to the Jick Show with special guest Xenophobe.
Hey everybody.
Looks like, at least from what I can see, technically things are going okay. There were some changes to the radio today, so the handoff from KMD ran a little long because I suddenly freaked out thinking I wasn't going to be able to connect, but I could. Yeah, I feel like there have been some stuff. There's been some stuff. There have been some things done since the last show, so there's probably going to be stuff to talk about. And, let's see. We just went to the mall and bought the new Mario and Luigi game for the Nintendo DS, which I'm sure will be fun. And I really want this show to be over so I can go home and play it.
Got two hours.
So that's what my mind is going to be on this entire time, just so you kids know. let's see. What, I guess not really anything changed since the last time I updated my post as far as the new server project. That's still chugging right along. The database servers are being worked on. The web servers are still just sitting in the rack. Our dev server got ordered. And so the timeline that I posted in there, I think we'll be okay on that. So yeah, I mean, obviously, you always have to expect the unexpected delay-wise, and I don't know, it may end up being the case that it doesn't get done in time for us to really do it over Christmas, because things are going to get a little weird during that period of time with different people being in and out of town, and I'm sure, like, the data center folks will all be gone, and the integration guys will be taking time off and all that. Although Christmas is on a Sunday, so that's actually kind of handy.
That's nice.
Do people generally work the day after Christmas? I forgot what it's like to have a job.
Yeah, me too.
yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so it should be definitely on the new servers by New Year's, at the very latest. And whether that's obviously, if something gets completely screwed up at the new place and we don't get to migrate over in time, then that'll be I'll be eating my words and or my hat. So I guess we can just go ahead and get to the questions. Gorblack suggests, how about a doctor accessory that heals you every adventure? We put the structure in place for there to be a bunch of different things that healed you, like they did hit point regeneration and MP regeneration over time, and a lot of that was opening slots for us to put some offhand stuff in, and we just kind of didn't really do much with it. So far, the only things that do that are the ring of half-assed regeneration and one of the plexi or stainless steel items, I think. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about a Mr. Store item that did it, but you know, or a donation item, which is the same thing as a Mr. Store item. But there'll definitely be some stuff. I mean, if it's you know, maybe quest rewards, that kind of thing. Contrickster says, about a daily tug-of-meat game at the casino. Player bets with the gnomes or gnolls, highest side shares pot at rollover. It's almost genius. You can share pot with whoever you want at rollover, Contrickster.
Or any time you want, for what it's worth.
Say what?
Or any time you want, for what it's worth.
That's true. It's just that it'll interfere with your playing your adventures less if you do it at rollover.
Yeah.
we should change rollover time to 4:20.
Good plan.
So the idea of, like, you know, people betting on something and then people, like, you know, getting money back from their bets. Like, there's we've got this sort of sports betting mini game thing that there's a ton of content written for, and we've just been kind of trying to figure out exactly how we want to do it. Mr. Skullhead's been really antsy to get it in because he's written a lot of really good stuff for it, and just tons and tons and tons of text. Bunch of interesting characters that were created, but it's one of those things that's just sort of perpetually something we feel like we need to be working on, and then every time we try to work on it for an hour or so, we just get hung up on something and end up talking about it for the entire hour, and then it's time to get drunk, so it never gets done.
You said that about a lot of things we do.
That's true. Vlad Teepee says, I thought you said you didn't need another meat sink, but the new money-making game is clearly another meat sink. Well, I mean, it's not a very large-scale meat sink. You know, actually, it kind of is.
Well, it is, because it's getting a lot of traffic.
Yeah, well, I'm really surprised at how...
Yeah.
I'm not really surprised at how popular that is. I'm surprised at how popular Rafflebot was, but what with, you know, understanding that, it's really not surprising that... I mean, we didn't do it as a meat sink. We did it as a way of giving people what they wanted, which was an in-game, you know, safe Rafflebot alternative. Not that Rafflebot wasn't safe, although it went down, and I know there was just a bunch of records lost from expired K-mails that I was able to dig out of the archives and give stuff to Gamma Codra so he could give people their meat back, but it only went back so far, so I think there might have been some people who still got kind of screwed by that, but it was, you know, wasn't malicious. It wasn't really anybody's fault. But, I mean, the meat sink is just kind of a little added bonus. A lot of people are asking how much meat has been sunk in it, and let me get a completely up-to-date total here. Oh, you'd think I would have anticipated this and had it on the screen. They're saying that they can't really hear you, xenophobe, so...
Is this better, I wonder?
It looks fine on my end, but it looked fine on my end before, so... I don't know. You could try this one. See, we have a splitter for the microphones in here, but we don't have a splitter for the speakers, so if we're wearing the headsets the way that you're supposed to, we can't hear each other talk.
I can kind of hear you talk like this, so I think I'll just try it like this.
Okay. Let me see. Where is that at? It is in the globals table, and it is on the last page, and it is 114,239,834 meat. So far has been leached out, which means, what does that mean?
Times 1,000 to see how... So
11.4 like billion meat has gone through...
That's 114
billion. 114
billion? Yeah, it's multiplied by 1,000.
Wow, holy crap.
Yeah.
So 114 billion meat has changed hands with that there money-making game. Nama is saying that she can hear you just fine, and we aren't echoing, so she's assuming we changed something. I didn't change anything.
I changed where my mic was in relation to my mouth.
But I mean the echo. They say that I'm always real echoey, no matter what, and I don't know.
Might just be the fact that I'm using a better headset this time.
Might be the new servers. Maybe it was the radio servers that were making me all echoey.
That might be it, too.
I don't think they're actually new servers. I think they just changed IP addresses or something for some reason.
We can always pretend.
We can. Pastor Emma says, what about a leaderboard section for gambling? Most meat loss slash one, longest win loss streak, most losses wins, etc. We don't keep track of streaks. I suppose we could.
It could be derived from the bet archives.
Could it? Oh, I guess, yeah, it could, based on, there's timestamps on those.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I don't know about, I mean, certainly not a whole section of the leaderboard, but I could see, adding those into the... Because we haven't added any of the miscellaneous weird leaderboards in a long time, and there really weren't enough of those when I first changed the Hall of Records to have the Ascension records in there. And,
like maybe biggest winners, biggest losers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. See? And what else? We were going to do the most sex changes thing, although that was a secret, I guess. But there were a handful of other things. I should add that to my list of things to do, the adding weird leaderboards. Because doing those all at once would be the easiest way to do it. Lusty Pirate Wench says, why can you get an especially salty dog in the microbrewery, but not one single good food in the Shay? Talk about unbalance. You make Teetotaler unworth it at that point. Well, I mean, Teetotaler is already sort of the best option. So, I mean, you could say that was just like a balancing factor. Although, I think you could more likely say, let me look at the, look at the code that picks those. It is actually... The quality limit is exactly the same. You don't get any booze items that are greater than 5 turns per drunkenness on average, and you don't get any food items that are greater than 5 turns per fullness on average.
The perceived inequity there isn't necessarily for adventures, but it's for stats. Compared to everything else, the especially salty dog just gives a truckload more stats. Especially on a stat day, and especially in, like, hardcore.
So I see. That's I mean, in general, I don't know. Does
generally
food?
It's harder to get good booze than it is to get good food.
Yeah. Wait. What? In general, it's harder to get good booze than it is good food. It's more. Well, right. It's more work, yeah. I guess. And so that's why it's sort of less than hard work. Worth less than hardcore. But, I mean.
Well, which is why I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, Boostafarian, like, I don't want Boostafarian to be just a ton worse than Teetotaler, but it is. You know, there's still that whole starting a Teetotaler run and then dropping it after you get stomach, because stomach of steel is worth so much more than liver of steel, which I don't know. I would like to change that by making booze more appealing rather than by nerfing something, or by changing the way those quest rewards work, which would certainly be the easiest way to fix it. But it would be, you know, the way of fixing it that would also piss the most people off. So, yeah, I guess maybe... Does food in general give more stats than booze?
Oh, most assuredly.
Really?
Yeah, it gives, I would say, 3 or 4 times as much better, much better.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, that shouldn't be.
Like, didn't we? Spaghetti with skull heads will give you 100 stat points on a stat day.
Huh, but didn't we, like, triple all the stat gains from the balanced booze?
No. Or if you did, you tripled them and they still weren't enough.
Oh.
They only give, like 15 or 20 stat points.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I've been in favor of just doubling or tripling the gains from booze. Yeah. The stat gains from booze just off the board.
From the balanced stuff, yeah. At least. Yeah, well, I thought we did. Maybe we didn't.
I'm pretty sure you didn't. Or if you did, the levels were just so low before that it just still didn't make any difference.
Fusilliban says, I've said it before and I'll say it again, increase the size of the disco band at Craftables by 1. Then they become 5 drunk drinks and life with hardcore booze is way, way better. I guess maybe.
We had that idea today about the 12th level disco band.
Yeah, not necessarily 12th. I mean, I was thinking, I would like to, at some point, I would like to sit down and I would like to add at least, 2 or 3 new skills. Maybe 2 to the ones that already have 12 and 3 to the ones that currently have 11. And just, you know, do the higher level skills that we've been talking about. Because that's a way to sort of, you know, it creates some post-sorceress goals and it gives people who, say, you know, are slowly going through and ascending with every class 12 times to get every skill in the game, you know, some more incentive to go back and replay other classes to get those skills. And, you know, we got some ideas, but some of them are things that are just going to be so much work, and some of them are, you know, I don't know. I feel like we need to have another summit where we all stand around and actually talk about, you know, trying to balance all the stuff. But, Yeah, we had an idea for an upper-level disco bandit skill that would make some interesting stuff happen with the booze system. let's see. Crazy Russian 540 says, you should put in a box where one can put a limit in for the new money-making game. So if your money goes below it, it won't let you bid. Yeah, but then you would just change the number in the box and keep betting. I mean, we can only... I don't know. I don't like the idea of protecting you from yourself, and I especially don't like the idea of protecting you from yourself by just making it inconvenient for you to do something. So, you know, you should have in your mind a limit, and then don't bet if you have less than that limit. That's the way of handling that.
Yeah. Although, I think most people already know how I feel about personal responsibility, so I'm not going to expound on that.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Like, I would be more likely to gamble away everything in an online game than I would be to gamble away everything in real life, and I think that's okay, you know, because my fortunes in an online game are also worth considerably less than, you know, say, all my money would be to me in the real world, but it's like, I don't know. Part of me feels bad, and part of me is like, man, these poor people losing all their meat, but then part of me is like, you know, they know the rules.
Yeah,
you know, they know the odds. And people talking about, you know, the whole what do you call that? What do you call the system where you double your bet every time?
Martingale
system. Yeah. But you know, I don't know. So
there's a limit to it. The rate at which we can Microsoft the interface, really.
Yep. Let's see, Rusty Pilot Wrench reports a bug that's actually been fixed, but it was such that if you had no items in Hank's but you did have meat, it wouldn't allow you to send the meat from Hank's in a gift package, and that is fixed. Xenophobe, that was reported yesterday, and Xenophobe fixed it. Let's see, Unlikely Ninja says, why is the Rift in the Plains only open for members under level 5 or so? Because that's how it works. Yeah, I mean, it just is. That's the rift now opens for you during that particular part of every ascension run, and so if you want to go back there, then reascend, or I guess you could de-level.
We should put the voluntary level reduction booth back in.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That was, you know, I didn't really take it out for any good reason. I thought that it was being exploited, but it wasn't. That one time when Pie Monkey set everybody's moxie to 0. really not entirely sure. I don't remember how that worked.
That was also before my time, so I never even saw it.
It was back in the day when there was a lot of text input that wasn't being integered, so you could put a lot of, like, you know, 1 or 1 equals 1.
Yeah.
And so it would, like, update every player record instead of just yours when it tried to update. That kind of thing. The monkey says, how many people have Gord Core so far? I don't know. I don't know what the trophy number for Gord Core is. Why don't I look that up?
I'll answer a few questions while you do that.
Well, okay.
Gorblax, what exactly does the Yakwhip do? I'm not exactly sure which one the Yakwhip is. Is that the one that weakens a monster on hit?
Let me check.
Well, while he checks that and that, Gorblax also asks, is the bounty hunter hunter one who hunts bounty hunters or a bounty hunter whose name is Hunter? I would say both, probably. That makes the most sense. I mean, if you're born with the name Hunter and you become a bounty hunter, you know, just sort of makes sense. Huh. I know how I feel about that, Jick.
I know a guy whose name is Hunter. Actually, it's a kid whose name is Hunter.
Was his last name Hunter?
No. No. Mm-hmm. He might turn out to be gay and marry some guy whose last name is Hunter.
Nah.
Take the name Hunter.
Yeah.
Wow, of course it's now right after rollover, and so everything is lagged right the fuck out the ass.
Merle asks, how about a refresh pain link in the money-making game for the open bets? You can actually do that if you hit the search button without any prices in there. It'll give you an error, but it'll actually reload the last 10 bets. So it's kind of janky, but it works, and it requires me to do nothing. So there.
Does it do? It does something where if you hit refresh, it won't re-accept another bet, right?
I changed it a couple of days ago to where there was a problem where if you made a bet and then you used your browser's refresh link to refresh that page, it would make the same bet again. So I pulled some crap with browser redirects and made it to where it doesn't do that anymore. So you can safely use your browser's reload link. Firefox, you need to right-click and use this frame reload page. But that should be safe now. And if you try to take a bet twice, it obviously won't work because it is smarter than that. So you can either use the search button for slightly unintended purpose or you can use your browser's reload link. Although I would say that, in general, using the reload link on KOL is a bad thing.
Yeah, but it's always going to warn you before it resubmits form data. So
yeah.
I mean, that's not... Like, I find it kind of useful to do that.
Yeah,
a lot.
That's why whenever I'm testing, I always end up with those funny looking reload links at the
top.
Yeah,
there's always just a refresh page link, but
on anything that I play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's really surprising to me how few bets there are at any given time. Like how
yeah, they just get taken. Like, so
I really,
fast.
Really expected there to just be this giant. I mean, we were worried about whether to expire them or not.
And it turns out.
Yeah, it turns out just not even a little bit of a concern. I mean, I guess the fervor will maybe die down.
Yeah, that might become a problem later, but something tells me that it won't.
Yeah. I'm still looking for the cure to my GERD.
Your GERD?
Sorry. Got a mouthful of that stuff that tastes kind of like throw up.
Yeah.
Mm. Gord Core is trophy number 24.
Let's see here.
I got 23 trophies now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. Select.
Do you have 99 problems with trophy 24?
Trophy number 24 isn't one, yeah. Trophy equals 24.
The Cyclops says, it's nice to see that you finally put the remembering inventory code in. I was wondering if you could either change it to remember outside of the sessions or an account option to start from this class by default. It's annoying having to close them all again and again. I don't really think that's necessary. The original way I wanted to code that is so it lasted outside of a session, but that would have required me to pull some crap with the cookies that made every page to check to see if the cookie was changed. And even then, it wouldn't work all the time, because if you're using a browser that didn't have all the cool JavaScript tricks I like, or, you know, you just are weird clicky, and that's a technical term, then it wouldn't work. So we just decided to Ixnay it, and Honestly, if you want them closed all the time, I don't really know that enough people would want that to warrant me spending my time.
Yeah, we talked about it, and I mean, it's just, I just honestly feel like it was okay the way that it was before, and it's even better than okay the way it is now, and so, yeah. Let me see. What did I answer? What am I doing here? 735 people have the Gord Corps trophy, apparently. Which is actually kind of surprising. Like,
people like trophies, apparently. I would have never thought
that. For
that.
Fuck's sake, man. Like,
Monsieur Bob says, yes, I know I mispronounced that, in the new money-making game, it would be neat if you, when you place a bet, you could see the commas. Oh, yeah, I probably forgot to do the number format on that.
Yeah.
Write that down so I don't forget.
Yep. Commas in your...
And he bets. Also says, it would be neat if some part of the message in the chat pane I get from a bet linked you back to the money-making game. I guess I could do that. There's no harm in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, although I don't know that in general seeing that makes you any more likely to want to immediately go back there. Although, yeah, maybe it does. Maybe it does. I mean, maybe if you win, you want to go back and rebet half your winnings again. You know.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where I don't personally understand it, but I don't see why.
Yeah,
not
it wouldn't hurt anything. Ashelon said, "Rumors are that there are bots running on the MMG with bets." Which is not surprising to me.
Yeah, and you know, more power to them, because the more bets they go through, the more meat it sinks.
Yeah, I mean, bots that meet that sink meat, like, I'm okay with that. Because it's... The money-making game doesn't really hit... You know, it hits the bet table, which is really tiny, because there's never more than, you know, a few bets active at any given
time.
There
were actually 80 earlier today.
Wow, were there?
Yeah. Huh. It was also a slower part in the day, so I don't know how many there are now.
Right.
I can't be arsed to check.
And you also can't tell. I mean, if you look at 1 minute and there's 20, and you look another a minute later and there's 20, it's definitely not the same 20, and who knows how many have cycled through since you looked. But it's, I mean, I guess you could just kind of look at the bet archive to see how many have been made total. That table is probably going to get gigantic.
What, the bet archive?
The bet archive, yeah.
Yeah, I should probably write a bit that shoves it off into a bet archive table.
Right.
That every week or so it just sort of prunes the old entries.
And gives you, I don't know, it could just put in, like, total for the week of whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of into some kind of fake row, so that your lifetime total would still be the same, but you could only see details up until...
Yeah, well, it could go into a separate table, just your weekly totals. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think people will, like, eventually paginating it, so you can just, you know, you tend to see the newest few, but...
Yeah, that's just more work than I want to do right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and it's also not, I don't think it's going to get problematically big anyway.
Yeah.
But, so, now the other thing that I was looking up was the weekend thing.
Yeah. Oh, and I put in another thing today. If you make a bet and someone takes it and you win, and the meat goes into your inventory, it should now properly reload the character pane on the left.
He figured out a way to have it refresh the character pane if we... pass a certain thing in the chat.
It doesn't parse arbitrary JavaScript yet, but it's at least a start.
Yeah.
And that mechanism can be inserted into any other place that we feel it's necessary.
Yeah, I think maybe trade offer notifications.
Or whenever you like. Well, no,
because they'll update your meat total.
Yeah. Oh, if by passive action or someone else accepts the trade offer, then the meat changes to you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought about doing it for the mall, but that would just get huge.
For the mall.
Like, whenever someone buys something from your store, your meat total would update. That would just be, I don't know, that it would...
How? It doesn't give you an event notification.
You could just do a silent event, one that has no text.
I don't want to do that, because that would just generate way too much traffic.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it.
Yeah.
It's something that we'll keep in mind.
I mean, in general, if you're playing, that updates frequently enough that it's not a big deal. But okay, so the wow,
what's up?
All right, so what happens is when you the weaken on hit thing, it takes your damage from the weapon before any bonuses have been applied to it, and reduces the monster's stats by that amount. Huh. It doesn't reduce the amount of experience you get, because that's picked at the beginning, like before. like using Disco Eyepoke or whatever doesn't reduce the experience.
Wow.
Like whatever the monsters, like in the first round of combat, it determines how much experience you're going to get by taking the monster's level and then applying any level bonuses to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything that happens after that, you're still getting the original. You're getting the original experience for it. But yeah, the thing is, the only things that weaken on successful hit can basically only do, as far as I know, like one or two damage, actual base weapon damage.
Yeah.
Like it'll be doing more because of all your bonuses and stuff, but the weakening effect happens before the bonuses are applied. So really, every time you hit the monster with the whip, it's going down in power by one or two. So that's really kind of worthless. Like, it's, I guess it's an interesting effect. Kind of like with, I mean, I want to, the deal with whips is that I want whips to be something that you sacrifice damage for interesting effects.
Yeah.
And powerful effects. I mean, that's the only weapon that increases item drops. Is that one whip that does that? And then there's the aggravate whip and that kind of thing.
Vlad Tipi says, "Jick, you sick bastard, making Uncle Crimbo player number 666. I love it." That was actually my idea.
Yep.
Jick didn't want to do it at first, but I'm like, oh, come on, it'd be funny. And then
we gave him the same birthday as Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bunny Up Andler says, "You were about to answer this on Monday's show, but then didn't because you got some wicked reverb. Anyway, shouldn't the cloaca and dyspepsia items be zappable?" I don't know if I feel like they should be zappable. Oh, hold on. I'm getting this horrible reverb. Anyway, Gorblack says, "There aren't enough Fifth Element references in KOL. When you combine items with cold, fire, stench, and spooky resistance, you should get a totally useless accessory that gives love resistance." I think just being the kind of guy who plays online games a lot grants you intrinsic love resistance.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. But
we were thinking about adding a Fifth Element.
Yeah, we are, but it's not going to be love.
Yeah.
I guess it could kind of be considered love.
It's sort of like Love's bastard child. Or if the bastard child of Love had a bastard child.
Anyway, but Bunyip, to answer your question, or Bunyip, I don't even know how to. Or is it? No. Reldnapinub.
Just call him Steve.
Yeah, Steve. No, I don't want I don't think it makes any sense for the cloaca and dyspepsia items to be zappable into each other. I mean, the elements of the outfit are already zappable into each other just because they're
in a set of
items. But the other stuff, I mean, the sodas, I don't want to turn into each other because there's only two of them. The weapon, the knife and the canteen are not similar enough. I mean, they're not really the same, like, I mean, they are kind of the same category of item, but even so, there's only two of them, and we don't want sets of only two things that can be zapped that aren't items or fences. Or fences that have been mended by a desperado.
A Naked Jew says, "Typo in the cat dead or alive scenario in the casino." I already fixed that, actually. Oh, okay. So that should be fine.
Zone says, "Will there ever be a rare pair of pants?" Maybe. Knobgoblin Uber pants are pretty rare.
Any pants that I Speculum has ever worn are pretty rare, because he didn't usually wear pants.
That's true. That's true. His conspicuous absence of pants is a sort of a custom pair of pants. Let's see.
Willith asks, "Can in a box be tweaked to smith at ease or skill level? For instance, I have armor craftiness, and the skill smith can't use that, so I still have to use my turns."
No, I like the fact that he can't smith things that that you, because he doesn't have the skill, you know.
Yeah.
So
he's not a turtle tamer. Although he does have the skill, and we forget to actually add the item in.
That's true. That's true.
That maybe should be normalized.
Legend Dan asks, and this came up last time too, "Why do you need to combine the vertebrae with the necklace chain instead of plying it with jewelry making pliers? You're already a miss sign if you've got the vertebrae." The reason that I didn't do this, somebody had to remind me, is because if it was a jewelry making ingredient, it would just immediately be spoiled what you had to do with it. But then I decided that if you know how to get it, then you know what to do with it because it's already been spoiled for you. So that's probably the kind of thing that
that could be changed.
Yeah. Durwood says, is there any way to tell which gender your character is besides the default character picture? You know, no, there's not. I was irritated by that when I was testing the Shore stuff that I just added, because I had to go to my Manage Custom Avatars page to see what gender my character was. I should probably do it I should probably just add it to the character sheet. Or we could change the class titles to have male and female versions. Except we could just add bitch to the end of all
or
the female titles. Reindeer threatenerette.
Yeah.
Penguin frightening bitch. Yeah.
Because
if there's anything we want,
well,
it's to alienate our female player base. Yeah. Bunny Up Andler says, what did Asymmetric do before KOL? Not much. You can look at asymmetric.net, and that was pretty much just me writing stupid jokes.
There's some Crack Rocks the Barbarian, which is a stunningly well-written game.
But the company Asymmetric Publications did not technically exist until I started working on KOL and actually had to form a corporate shell around it. A delicious, crunchy corporate shell.
Made from delicious corporate
Lilla says, also, I like the new familiar, also a dildo. Thank you. Thank you. That was Mr. Skullhead's writing and initial idea, and then me and Riff and Xenophobe fleshed it out with the whole buffage thing, and then Mr. Skullhead wrote some of that, and I wrote some of that, and then we got it done on time, which never happens.
Woo!
Bunny of Bandler says, I get the 9 yards joke, but I think that the maximum number of fences and bouquets should be 11. No, because I made them the right width at 9, and I don't want to change that.
Yeah, the way it's coded in there, it's really annoying to have anything bigger than 9.
Oh, yeah, right, because it's stored as a single digit in a big, long string. That's terrible. Zen00 says, yo, Jick, you ever going to make a separate image for the 1 million meat pancakes? It currently shares its image with the dense meat stack, and since it's a rare, doesn't it deserve its own image? It's not really a rare. I mean, I guess it is. I don't even remember who I gave that to. I made one. Like, I wandered into the chat real drunk one night, and somebody was like, I want 1 million meat pancakes. And I'm like, okay. So I just made the item real quick and gave it to them. Back when it was really simple to do stuff like that. Now it's a little easier. But
it's real simple now.
It is, but there's more steps. I mean, in order to actually be able to send it to anybody, you got to do that whole update across the two database servers, and you got to make sure it has a description ID. That was back when I was in the constant struggle with PyMonkey to obfuscate the the item description thing.
Yeah.
Because I was just doing math on the item ID, and every time I added something to it, he just kept figuring it out. And then finally just had to hash it. Hornswoggle says, since you're on a pagination kick, can you please do that for the Bet Archive? Yeah, one of these days.
Cthulhu says, on behalf of all chicks in KOL, bite me. Okay. Come right over and do that. I don't mind.
Goreblack says, love how you brought Spork/Lizard back. Big fan of the original asymmetric stuff. Kudos. Yeah, that was Mr. Skullhead's. I don't write anything anymore. I don't even know what's good anymore, Bruno. Gorblax then suggests the fifth elemental, which does love damage. Silverwolf727 says, Jick, you recently put up a system message that monster level increasers now increase the monster HP, etc. How did they work before? Did they only boost the level for the purpose of stats? No, they boosted the monster's power and defense ratings, which is equivalent to their muscle and moxie, which that is what the stat gains are based on. Whoa, I'm about to fall over in my chair. You really shouldn't lean back in a chair with wheels. Aldous says, I'm sure this possibility has been explored before, but theoretically, could a skill be coded to allow a class to steal items from enemies, as is done in countless other RPGs? Every time I think about doing that, I just think about how it would just be incredibly easy to abuse it.
Yeah.
Like, if you got... I mean, it would have to just fail against any monster that dropped anything important, but that's okay. Like, there's a bunch of other stuff. Like, I know that the Mob Penguin's cell phones had an occasional, like, thing where it would just instantly kill whatever monster you were fighting, and there was a real easy way to make sure that wouldn't fire on boss monsters, because there's a sort of attribute just in terms of the data storage that all the boss monsters share. But I don't know. I've thought about it. It would only it could only be usable once per combat. It would have to be really expensive or have a really high chance of failing. And I don't know. Maybe it would just have to be something like, if you did it, the monster gets like a critical hit on you every time. Or or if you fail, like you have a 75% chance of failing and the monster gives a critical hit on you every time. But I'm a little nervous about it, you know, like, because you end up getting more than one of the same item. You could end up getting more than one of the same item. I don't know. It's something that if I ever figure out a way to do it that I feel is safe, then you know, maybe the Disco Bandit gets some high level yoink skill. Disco Bandits, I don't know, some classes are really easy to come up with skills for and some are really hard. Abracadabra says, when are you going to tweak damage absorption? At some point. Hooligan says, is it in the plans to give us access to our softcore skills after we free the king on a hardcore run? No, because then the game has no idea which skills it should make available for you to save for your following run. So we didn't do it that way. Kamikaze Watermelon says, can you please make Gru eggs and goofballs and badass belts tradable? Absolutely not goofballs.
That would be horrible.
Because people would just keep making multis to get the free one and sending them to their main. Badass belts, I don't really see the point. Gru eggs, I need to make some use for so that they don't just keep accumulating. Hey Dude says, what happens to the advent calendar when you ascend? Nothing.
It used to, it was such that the game was clearing that flag when you ascended and you could punch out the hole again.
Yeah.
But I fixed that earlier today.
Right. I had forgotten to do that. Ultimate Mediocre says, at the bottom of the Nutcracker description, there is something there that shouldn't be. Yeah, there's an issue with the tool that Xeno wrote to make new items where you can't zero out an enchantment.
I fixed that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there was I accidentally typed a number into the enchant field and then I couldn't get rid of it. So.
Oh. Yeah. Riff found that earlier yesterday and I fixed it.
Ah. Okay. Good deal. So anyway, I'll take a look at that right now.
Abracadabra says, can you make golden Mr. A's untinkerable? No.
The golden Mr. A is something that you get once you've decided that you really want to just do something for the game instead of doing something, you know, to make yourself richer. So, no, sorry. I mean, if you don't want it, don't get it. If you want the freedom to be able to trade those five Mr. A's, then don't buy a GMA. Because it's untradeable.
Death Angel says, while in hardcore or running, you should be able to use your meat from Hanks to buy stuff from the mall, which would then go back into storage. See, I don't have a problem with that, except for the part where it goes back into the storage. It's very, very well defined that nothing should ever be able to go into your storage, except for when you ascend. Isn't that true?
I don't know that there's any good reason.
Well, if you can arbitrarily put things back in the storage, then people never have to come out of Ronin. They can just continue to ascend and not have to worry about depleting their resources. Wasn't that something?
Oh yeah, no, I guess so.
So, I mean, if there was some way to make it, Facilibon pops up and suggests, "What if items were delivered to you in a gift box?" That would make a lot of gift boxes.
Yeah, it really would. Like, that would be, and plus, I mean, it would be stupid for each item you bought to generate an entirely new gift package, but it would also be an enormous pain in the ass to, like, build some sort of shopping cart system so that you could bundle them up. I mean, and for
what most people use the mall for, it would be such that, you know, you want the item immediately so you can either put it back in your mall store or do something else with it. So I don't think that's the best solution, because then you just couldn't do anything with the gift box. So unless we could figure out some sort of, like, store inventory or shopping cart thing, which I don't really feel was necessary,
yeah,
then no. Karzy says, will the beat be introduced to be used in the NR future?
Nope. I actually just got rid of the, just today I got rid of the code that generates those because I was trying to clear up the global flags table. So no more beats ever.
Yeah. Although we are planning to introduce some Myst-style music puzzles that you have to solve. Where you have to have perfect pitch and rhythm, so no white people need apply to the game after that point.
What non-whites have perfect pitch?
No,
I guess only Asians have perfect pitch.
But non-Asian
violinists have perfect pitch.
But white people also don't have rhythm, so they wouldn't be able to do any puzzle that required a beat. And I say that after being...
A combination of rhythm and jumping puzzle.
Yeah, in 3D.
Because white men can't jump. That's funny. We're going to... I think we're going to take a little 80s break here, but I need to find one more song. I don't have a lot of 80s
songs. Well, that's another question.
I have some.
Knights of the Realm. Would there be a chance to increase the number of items that we could pull out of Hank's? No, we balanced that pretty well. That was a subject of a lot of discussion back on the Ascension testing days. We feel we have the happy medium.
Yeah, that's in good shape the way that it is. Wow, who would have thought that I would only have... Ah, nope, got it. Perfect. All right, so we're gonna take a little break, 10 minutes or so of music, and we'll see you kids in a bit.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. conga, feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger. Don't you fight it till you gotta do that conga beat.
Thank you.
And we're back.
That was beautiful 80s music.
It was, it was. I'm a big fan of Men Without Hats. And the movie Fear of a Black Hat, which is very good. Those people also have no hats. Knight of the Round says, what caused the error in the Naughty Sorceress Tower when the screenshot I showed you with the easel and the disease thing? So there was this issue where the amount of damage done by the items to the specific tower monsters that they kill is exactly the same as the number of hit points that those monsters have. And so once the change went in where they got bonus hit points, if you had like a Ring of Aggravate monster, or if you had any, you know, if you had mind control turned on or anything, it made it so the item didn't actually kill them. But that's fixed. It just doesn't give the tower monsters extra hit points now. That was fixed almost immediately, actually. It didn't happen to very many people at all. Griffin P says, hey, Jake, what gave you the idea to let the money-making game use Hank's money? That was all xenophobe. I don't know.
I figure there should be something that would distinguish it from the Rafflebot, so I figured using Hank's meat would be the perfect way to distinguish it from Rafflebot.
Future says, will the Crimbo item come from the advent calendar? We don't know yet. Some Crimbo items will come from the advent calendar, to be sure.
And some Crimbo items are more equal than others.
That's true. No two Crimbo items are not on fire. Especially because most of the Crimbo items from here on out are going to be candles. Omega Zone says, would you permit me to make you a bump for your radio show? I don't think that I'd be able to stop you, even if I wanted to. Yeah, if you make one and I like it, I might use it. I've never used a bump. Geeb says, can we expect new things in the advent calendar as December progresses? Yeah. Not for the next couple days, probably, but we'll be changing what you get out of those, like, probably on a weekly basis. Ginny says, what's happening to K-mails? I've received two today and can't see them. Are my messages being eaten alive? What about the packages that come with them? I don't know. I mean, if there's items or anything attached, then you definitely will get those, because that happens completely independently of you seeing the K-mail. But I don't know what's causing that. I think something that we changed may have just introduced some bug with quotes or something.
Possibly.
I also don't know when it started happening, so I don't really know what to try and trace the troubleshooting to. If anybody is able to reliably get one to break, please let me know what it is. Pasta Master asked if Cloaca Cola is ever going to get a use multiple. I thought it already had one, but I'll just...
It might have gotten overwritten by something that I did.
That's true. Cloaca Cola multi-use. Facilla Ben says that it happened Wednesday morning, and that's the earliest time that he knew of.
I can't remember when Wednesday morning was.
I haven't done anything with messages except I wrote something that, you know, sort of inserts stuff directly into the table for the item restoration, but I don't know.
When did my pagination go live?
A few days ago.
Like Wednesday? It wouldn't have been Wednesday.
No, Wednesday was yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's...
I can tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, but I don't... Your pagination thing didn't impact the script that sends messages.
That's right.
You've never
right.
touched that. So, no. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Maybe it's just something that's just been there for over a year.
And Naked Juice says, no, it can't have been. I've gotten too many reports of it from too many different places.
Yeah, I'm just... That was a joke from something. I don't remember where it was from.
Oh,
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
It was a fantastic...
That is Old Kentucky Shark, and he has been there. Huh. Anyways.
Old Kentucky Shark.
A shark on whiskey is mighty whiskey. A shark on beer is a beer engineer.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Neither does most of the things on Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
That's true. I always preferred Cartoon Planet to Space Ghost Coast to Coast anyway. Because if it's going to be non sequitur, it might as well be short, little non sequitur things, I feel. Yeah. And Naked Juice says, Bashy has gone hardcore. What are your thoughts on this? And do you think that while he's occupied with that, I might have a shot at dating Fetus? Fetus is my soulmate.
Like carbon dating fetus?
Yeah, yeah, you can tell exactly how young it is. Although carbon dating is only accurate to within like a couple hundred years, I think, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, you know, better do it quick.
Let's see.
My thoughts on him going hardcore is more power to him.
Yeah, I mean, I figured it would happen as soon as he got all the skills. So now we'll see. We'll see if he's, we'll see if the softcore speed ascension skills translate into, Wait a minute. All right, so they're saying the problem with getting the K-mails, they're all from Hanks. When you send a package from Hanks, it doesn't send the message.
Oh, that's probably some sort of a quotes thingy.
Did you even duplicate? Why would it need to, Why would it not be using the original code for sending the K-mail?
I don't know. It should. I'll look into it after the show.
Because, I mean, you and it's not even like... I don't know. I feel like if there was something with quotes in there, it would have happened whenever anybody tried to send a message with a note. Like, because the outside note could have had quotes, and it still would have been in there.
Well,
oh, well.
It's very possible that I messed it up, so I will go check it later.
Well, alrighty. Genius says, when will we see more familiar shirts? I'd like to see a pink Baby Gravy Fairy shirt and a brown Coffee Pixie shirt along with some same lines as the Awesome Lime shirts. Yeah, I've been thinking about... I want to do a brown Bugbear shirt, and we were thinking about doing a pink Disco Bandit shirt. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the maybe I'll do a higher res version of the Gravy Fairy, because that's kind of a cool picture for like a girl shirt. I wouldn't wear it myself, because everyone would be like, "Hey, what a nice little faggot badge," and I'd be like, "But I'm not gay," and they'd be like, "Shut up, faggot," and punch me in the face.
And be like, "Where's my blade?"
But, you know, I'd be, "Where's my blade?" Because I'd want to know where my blade was. Pasta Mancer says, "With all these Christmas candies, are you going to give Dot Galactic some way to help people watch their KOL esterol?"
And then goes on to say, "If you don't, we might all wear KOL ostomy bags."
Oh, I didn't know heart disease made you wear a colostomy bag.
Dev bag.
Back in
college, there was a guy who had to wear a colostomy bag for some reason, and so the name coming up for it was Dev Bag.
Dev Bag, like, because that's the device thing.
Huh. Yeah, it was really funny at the time.
See, I would just not wear it. I would just constantly be shitting into my shirt, like just whenever the urge.
Or like cut a hole in your shirt so it could just splatter on the other people.
That'd be awesome. Yeah,
it'd smell good too.
What was I talking about? Oh, anyway, we're not going to do any new shirt designs until after Christmas. Zlaya's threatened to cut me if we do anything like that. She's been starting to get a little
We have a lot of broken glass, so we don't want to really tempt fate.
Yeah, that's true. The last shipment of pint glasses we got. There's been at least one broken one in every box so far, which is of some concern. Although there was some screw-up with the delivery, so it got delivered to the wrong place and then brought back. So it got loaded on and off the truck twice as many times as they normally do, so that might explain it. Or, I don't know, elves with hammers.
Boat says, coin game is great. No, thank you. And asked how much the house is made. We've already said that. Also, could you make it so that you could search for bets from certain people and make your bet not available for those bleated? I really don't see the point in that.
Yeah, the bleat list thing, like, I don't...
Especially.
Yeah, but the...
The searching by player doesn't seem like it would be especially useful in that most bets get taken as soon as they're made.
Yeah, so maybe once that slows down a little bit, then we'll get a better idea of what people are going to want to use. Yeah. I mean, because my theory at first was that if you wanted to do a bet with a specific player, that you just do some weird amount and have them search for that amount. But
since bets just get taken instantly.
Yeah, that would... I mean, maybe if you could somehow make a bet and suppress it from showing up on the front page. But even that, I mean, that's just going to be goofy. Most people aren't going to understand why that option is there. Oh, let's see. Matt Hatter 83 says, "There is a typo in the stainless steel slacks description." Let's take a look at that and see. Normally, something wouldn't last that long without, being reported. Stainless steel slacks.
Stone 5150 says, "Any plans to disable more bots to help with the lag problem?" Well, we've got multis that are on the case pretty much, and he does a pretty good job. He's disabled a lot of people, and
Well, once we get to the new servers, then that'll become less of a problem, I think. The lag problem, anyway.
Yeah.
And, well, and honestly, a lot of bots aren't really doing anything wrong.
Yeah, and I mean, if they are, it's because of some, you know, thing we're allowing that we shouldn't allow.
Yeah.
But also, we'll be able to have, like, we don't have very good reporting on what's going on the web servers here.
Because it's so incredibly CPU intensive.
Yeah, we've turned all that off way long ago because it just made the performance better on the web server. So on the new ones, I actually found out what they're going to do is they're going to periodically dump the log files from the live web servers onto the dev server and then use WebElizer to generate all the reports on the dev server, which is totally handy.
Hot.
Like, because the dev server just has tons of spare CPU cycles all the time.
Well, that makes perfect sense, actually. I would say do that with our current setup if we were going to keep it for any length of time past where we are, which we're not.
IEM says, will there be Crimbo gifts in addition to the campsite thing? We really don't know yet. Lilith Tavril also asked the same thing. Metal Splint says, well done on the money-making game. It's very good. Now there's something to do after you're drunk. Thanks. Yeah. Wow, I just got an IM from Hot Stuff, and I told him that I'll be off the radio in about 50 minutes, and he said, cool, I'll be off your mom in about 50 minutes, so it all works out.
Oh.
Hot Stuff is one of us now.
Yeah, no kidding. The Coffin Robber asks, could you add an extra, is this your final answer to the money-making game? The bet is 1 million meat or more. No.
Not for accepting the bet, especially, because by the time you got done with the confirmation, the bet would definitely be gone.
Yeah. It's another one of the things where you just have to ensure a little bit of extra personal responsibility.
And we'll Matt Hatter, I'm not seeing any typos in this.
John's the Gray is asking for a put everything into the closet button.
Yeah, I don't want... people are sometimes ask for a take everything out of the closet button also, and I
someone
just,
asked on the show already, but I forgot who it was.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that, yes, it would be handy, but would also just... people would just be... some people would just be taking everything out, put everything in, take everything out, put everything in.
And it's a really intensive operation, and it's something that we really kind of want to limit to, you know, only once or, well, actually twice per ascension, that query. I mean, and maybe, you know, maybe once we're in a period of less lag and it's not a big deal for people to do that all the time, but I mean, if that was the case, somebody could basically write a bot to just put everything in and take everything out of their closet and it would just cripple the game.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that.
You know? And the only reason we did it with Hanks is because things only flow one way out of Hanks, so you can only, like Zach, or Jack, whoever that Zach fucker is, I don't know, but... he said that, what did you say?
Where were you going with this?
I'm not sure.
I mean, it's since it's only going to happen once. And I mean, that was the kind of thing that it's very easy to understand why you would want to be able to conveniently get everything out of Hanks once your Ronin period is done. But it, to me, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because I don't play the game, but, I don't see a reason to want to just be constantly dumping your entire inventory into your closet. Haikubot says, do either or both of you drink Mountain Dew? And then is missing one syllable at the end of the second line and five for the third line, or else it's just a terribly programmed Haikubot. I drink Mountain Dew.
I do not. I think it's tastes of piss and...
But didn't you used to drink a lot of Mountain Dew and just
burn actually, the story behind that is one time in college, I bought a case of non-caffeinated Mountain Dew by accident, and I drank it anyway because I was a stingy motherfucker back then, and drinking Mountain Dew without the caffeine is like having sex without the physical pleasure or emotional pleasure. It just isn't right. So it kind of killed me on it.
Huh. Because I that's like when I get Taco Bell, I get Mountain Dew. Basically, if I get fast food and they have Mountain Dew.
They don't have Mountain Dew in a lot of places here.
Yeah, like a lot of places that have, because Mountain Dew is what, a Pepsi product?
Yeah.
So you have to get like Mr. Pibb or Dr. Pepper instead.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Gamma Ray says, is there a reason there's only one Moxie Shore shirt instead of... Moxie Shore shirt. She sells Moxie Shore shirts by the seashore. Instead of one per gender. Yeah, because it was, you know, I don't know. You know, have you ever seen female snowboarders? They might as well be dudes.
Yeah.
So they'd wear the same t-shirts. Just kidding, if you're a female snowboarder. Did you ever hear the story about the one time Hot Stuff went snowboarding and broke both of his arms?
Yeah, I think so.
He won't ever go snowboarding or skiing because he's like, the last time I went snowboarding, I broke both my arms.
And also with you.
Talks,
also a dildo.
He talks like that. And, yeah, two separate incidents. He broke his arm, and then he was like, huh, that hurts. I guess I'll keep snowboarding. Then he broke his other arm, and then he was like, you know what? I think it's time to stop snowboarding now.
I could never be coerced to snowboard ever, so I kind of understand in a sort of wussy way.
Let's see. Doc Trauma says... no, wait, what? Doc Trauma says, I'm pretty sure this has been asked, but with account numbers over 700,000, about how many individuals are currently playing the game? There are typically like 150,000 accounts that have been played within like the 60-day period. You know, some days it goes up, some days it goes down, but it's pretty much steadily creeps up. I feel like we're losing people to lag at about the same rate at which we're acquiring new permanent players. Yeah, there sure were a lot of extra accounts created today for the whole advent calendar thing.
No, man.
Maybe I should only allow that on accounts created before yesterday.
Probably.
Although, the 20,000 genuine newbies that we get are going to just be... Well, I want an advent calendar. You didn't give me an advent calendar. I'm quitting this stupid game.
So make it log the advent calendar punches and then stick multis on people.
Yeah, no, actually, the transit... He's already nailed some people today.
Okay.
For just sending a bunch of...
I figured the reason why we hired him is so that way we can do things that are potentially multi-abusable, but, you know...
Yeah, well, it's just... It's difficult to track, you know? I mean, you can't just go through and look at everything that everybody does. So it's got to be stuff we're specifically watching for or stuff that is really easy to generalize from the data.
Yeah.
It'll be better, I feel like, once we're not so... I don't know. We need to get him out here and actually work and get more stuff running, more search stuff, more multi-tracking stuff running on the sandbox, because that we can just run whatever we want to run on it, and it can hit the database on the sandbox as hard as we want it to. Jan Dungeon Man says, is there any chance of there being an item like a pot, and you cook it with dry noodles to get cooked noodles, allowing you to use the same recipes as chow mein, but you can make lo mains? I don't know what the point of that would be.
I don't even know what it's different between a lo mein and a chow mein.
A lo mein just has bigger, thicker noodles.
Oh.
Or, I guess, I mean, you can make the chow mein with those fried noodles that are hard. Royal Moogle says, hey, I was wondering what does the radio button candy do? Also, if you have any spare, could you send me some? I don't have any, and it's just a good food item. My hair is perp, says, if you, Jick or Scully, could pee Kool-Aid, would you drink it? And would you use this power for good or for evil? I can't think of a good way to use that power.
I thought the choices were for good or for awesome.
For good or for awesome.
Yeah.
Suzika says, rat whisker pants are needed. I want fuzzy black pants that do a small amount of stench resistance.
A small amount of stench resistance?
There's no such thing as an amount of specific kind of damage resistance. Although maybe there should be. Maybe we should take all the things that currently give elemental resistance and have it be like a percentage.
That seems really overcomplicated to me.
Yeah, but, you know. Then we could give intrinsic skills that gave some elemental resistance, you know. Shin Kefka. I want to know if the January Familiar could be an epileptic ninja that trips opponents and raises loot gains. Why would it be epileptic? Like, why would something that was epileptic raise loot gains?
I don't know. Maybe it does freaky break dances whenever it's in its seizure.
Hmm.
Which is really funny and offensive, so I kind of like it.
Jedi Coconut says, hey-ho, just wanted to drop in a line about bringing games back to Channel Games. Please bring back the 10 meat sales. What? 10 meat sales are not a game.
10 meat sales are a bane and a bad thing.
Yeah.
Didn't you notice that lag was a lot better after we got rid of 10 meat sales?
Was it?
Yeah, actually it was a pretty big difference.
But didn't we also move the...
well, yeah, we also
moved
that,
them all to DB2.
So both.
No, we didn't. We didn't do anything except get rid of 10 meat sales.
Yeah.
I forgot that we were being sneaky when we did that. Some more people asking for pagination on the...
Bork archive.
Sorry, my ninja epilepsy kicked in. Somebody was Wow. You could totally just destroy an epileptic ninja if you had blinking throwing stars. It wouldn't even matter if you hit him. Like, Toothless says, why does Boar Blacks ask so many questions? I don't know, but I'm imagining Boar Blacks as the, like, Homsar to Gore Blacks. Unlikely Ninja says, but you can't fight the soldiers in the rift at the plains at those low levels. Well, so...
beef it up a notch.
Yeah.
You have ways of increasing
stuff.
Your stats.
You can get price on Smash Tape.
Yon Dungeon Man says, hey, Xena, let's turn the MAME down a tad, A Skid Row. I don't get that at all.
What?
He says, let's turn the MAME down a tad, A Skid Row. There must be some sort of Space Ghost reference that I didn't catch. I don't understand.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Lady Luanda says, you were doing 55 and a 50-foe. Uh-huh. Yeah.
C.D. Moyer asks, oops, is the first use of Godot text in the casino hit that hardcore Ronin will get more use out of their hands for non-run benefiting tasks? No, it's just there because it's funny. Because, you know, Godot's delivery service is funny.
Yeah, because you know, waiting for them.
Yeah.
Jacques Treatment. That's a weird name. Or like Juan Credenza. One option for making booze better might be to give drinks silly drunken style buffs that affected combat in funny ways.
It really wouldn't solve the problem that most people have with drinks, is that
yeah,
they don't give enough stats.
They're hard to get and they don't give enough stats. Well, I don't know that the problem is they don't give enough stats. I mean,
it is, really. Seriously.
Really, it's not the adventures?
I'm not sure about the adventures, but I know that the stat gains for food are significantly better. I think we talked about this.
Yeah, I guess we talked about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm always drinking.
Bad Monkey 32 wants me to sing Katamari, which I'm not going to do.
Yep. Air Alice says, so how comes the metal mandible picture? Oh, shit.
Yeah, you totally forgot to do that. And yes. I didn't realize it till now. Did you draw it?
Yeah.
Oh, well... Jick is going to do
yep,
that.
I forgot to. I just forgot to put it in. Yeah, thank you for reminding me on that, Air Alice.
Mathman says, how about displaying win-loss records for the MMG? You already can. There's a link to the bed archive under the either the search thing or under the flavor text. I don't remember where, but it's totally there.
Huh, Pastorama has an interesting idea. Because of the betting fervor, it can be very difficult to take somebody's bet before another player does. What if instead of a no-such-bet error, you auto-placed a bet for that amount?
If there was a toggle for that behavior, I could see where that could be okay.
Yeah.
It seems like a reasonable request. It wouldn't be hard to do.
It wouldn't be. I mean, if there was just a checkbox on Hank's that remembered its status and would do that... I feel like, though, that a lot of people would not want that to happen because they would want to maybe take a bet from a specific person.
Yeah. It's kind of a neat idea, but, you know, I don't think that many people would use it.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if it keeps being this hectic in, you know, the general swing of things as time goes on and it gets less... less fervent, less new, then we can re-examine that.
And the alternative is just to always make bets instead of taking them, because odds are someone's going to just snatch it up in the first like couple of seconds. I figured that was the solution to that problem, is that more bets is more better.
MaxGuy56 says, are you still planning on eventually doing clan trophies? That really seemed like a fantastic idea. Actually, that is a really good idea.
Hmm.
We're looking at doing some cool stuff for clans. Clan trophies, clan... That would be a lot of fun, actually. Like, if you... Although, it'd be a little difficult to deal with the requirements for it, because, I mean, if it's something like every person in the clan has to have X, then...
Yeah, we would have to stray away from
you'd
those.
Run down to one person, get it, get the trophy, and then re-invite everybody into your clan. And if it was something like the clan has to do so much of a certain thing collectively, then if it's something that, you know, requires turns or whatever, bigger clans are just going to be able to Kunzor all over it, and little clans aren't. So, you know, if we made it so you had to have at least whatever on average, then again, people would just...
There's definitely ways to abuse that sort of mechanic.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Unless we figured out sort of new things to, check for.
That's something to think about when we're drinking.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, no, that's cool, because we're thinking about doing some public clan stuff. Like, Xenophob had the idea to allow clans, and I don't know how many people would actually use this. I think this probably won't be a part of the initial rollout of this, but because he's been working on making the clan message board like an actual message board, and we thought about allowing the clans to also have a public message board, and I don't know how many people would actually use it, but chime in if you think that's a good idea, if you think it's something your clan would use. That, like, when you look at a clan, there's more going on than just, like, name of the clan and the credo. Like, have some stuff that... We've also been kind of wanting to do, like, custom clan crests for a long time, which they'd have to be... They would be really limited in what you could put on them. Like, we were thinking you'd buy them with maybe, like, 10 Mr. A's out of the clan stash, and it would be something that on the character sheet of every person in your clan, there would be... the crest next to the name of the clan, but that the crest would be basically like you pick an image from the game and have it on one of a variety of like shields, or you pick like four item images or four item size images to put on it, you know, like so there wouldn't be any custom artwork done for it, because we're already so bad at keeping up on custom avatars that I don't want to put in something even more expensive that's just going to create a ridiculous amount of work for us. Or, you know, maybe for like 100 Mr. A's, we'll actually just draw one.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I figured for, you know, no more often than somebody's going to drop $1,000 on a single picture.
Yeah.
I could probably manage to stay on top of those. Although I probably wouldn't, and then I'd get sued and get killed by the mob.
Sued and get killed?
Yeah, because if I got sued, I'd have to borrow money from the mob to pay a lawyer. And if we lost the trial, I would owe money to the mob, and I don't... Like, I have such a gambling problem. All of my money, I just spend on Mr. A's so that I can sell them for meat. And play Rafflebot.
Me too. Money that Jick pays me to do my job.
Basically, I'm giving the money back to myself, but the PayPal fees every time, it's like they're taking a
just
cut.
Just like the money making game takes money off the top.
Lady Luanda says, oh, and I don't believe I ever heard anything. A few days ago at Cafe Snooty, I ate a food that doesn't exist about 6 times. No, you didn't. You ate 6 ghoul goulashes.
Yes.
Because Xenophobe went in and fixored the consumption records.
I fixored them good now.
BadMonkey32 says, why does Uncle Crimbo and Secret Santa have the same custom avatar? Because Uncle Crimbo is a dirty, dirty thief.
The Cyclops says, can I yet again recommend logging on as Radio Bugbear so he doesn't expire again? Doesn't he have his no-delete?
Yeah, I'm almost sure that I set him no-delete this time so that would never happen again.
I'll go ahead and check anyway, just because I'm paranoid.
Okay. Smoking Tongue says, my mouth is getting sore chewing gum one at a time. Any chance to chew multiple? Yeah. Multi-use gum. Ha! Zeno says, there are many ideas for pies available in the kingdom, and they're an easy item to make. Why are there not more pie?
Because your grammar is horrible.
Pie.
Now, they're kind of a complicated food to make.
And to actually make a pie?
Yeah, you gotta cook the
the Smurf or the Snorflat, and then you get the Snarflat.
Yeah. You don't have any idea what you're talking about, do you, Xenophobe?
Well, I do. It's just not really.
Gorblack says, "Aw, do you really have to get rid of the Moxie system? I love being invincible."
Well, the people who are doing better in the game that you aren't even using are buffing their Moxie high up anymore. So, honestly, I don't think that's as big of a deal as it used to be.
Well, mostly my concern for that kind of thing is not the people who've ascended 50 times. Mostly it's just having the combat make some kind of sense.
For yeah, that's true.
The players at large, you know. Fusiliban says, the reason that we have no pie is because the women won't stay in the kitchen.
I think that's very true.
Fusiliban, again, helping us offend. Nama says pie is easy, Xeno just sucks.
I didn't say I couldn't make pie, I just, you know.
C.D. Moyer says the item stealing skill could summon up to 3 item vortexes per day or something. I hadn't thought about it being something that you could only do so many times a day. That's kind of interesting. Omega Zone says, is there any chance that you might add a way to get steel skills permanently? Nope. Don't want to. Sephiroth says, OMFG, Jick rhymes with dick, lol. I mean, omfg.
Omfg.
Gorblack suggests that Uncle Crimbo have a Crimbo tattoo. Yeah, I forgot about that. Lusty Pirate Wench says, please do not let Accordion Thieves cast buffs without accordions of some kind.
There was another game mechanics bitching thread in the forum about the whole you need an accordion to cast.
Yeah, I know, but I don't understand what Lusty Pirate Wench is actually trying to say.
I think she's trying to argue against that point.
Yeah, okay. Well, my one post in there pretty much explained the official stance on that, which is that no. Like, if we do anything to balance it, it's going to be requiring saucepans for sorcerer buffs and some kind of maybe scrolls of turtle summoning for turtle tamer buffs. Although those are also. I mean, I guess the accordion and the saucepan are both weapons, but turtle tamers doesn't really make much sense.
We could figure, or we could just let, since they're kind of weak in other areas, we could just let them go.
Yeah, maybe. We'd balance the way that the saucer buffs worked a little bit, you know, making it so.
That would also be better if we had more saucepans. Well, I guess there will be more saucepans.
Yeah, there will be more saucepans. That's the thing. And it works out well because their, you know, epic weapon is also a saucepan. So we could, I mean, what'll probably happen is that the normal saucepan that you have will give you, because I think they're all 10 turn buffs now.
Yeah.
I think the normal saucepan will probably give you 5. There'll be some intermediate saucepan that'll give you 10. And then the 5.
There's a whole bunch of different stuff on the whiteboard that we can use.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know that we're going to do that, but it's if we do anything about this, it's going to be that.
Yeah.
So
it'll be in the
specifically
opposite
screwing Accordion Thief.
Buffs. It'll be screwing other people too, which is what we here at Asymmetric Publications enjoy, is screwing as many people as possible.
Huh. MaxGuy56 had the exact same idea that Riff had. I thought of a use for the Gru eggs. How about combining them with a 10-leaf clover to get Lucky Surprise Gru eggs, where you get tiny plastic Grus, really tiny plastic Grus, and for a rare, extremely tiny plastic Grus. I think Riff wanted to do the especially Lucky Surprise egg. Or it could be some sort of goth Lucky Surprise egg that had tiny plastic Grim Reaper, tiny plastic Miasma,
tiny plastic Pretension,
tiny plastic Terrible Poetry,
tiny plastic Robert Smith of The Cure,
Arcane says, could you make it so if you don't have / can't get torso awareness that the shirt section is auto shrunk? Why would you have shirts?
If you buy them in a mall or something.
Well, don't do that then.
I don't see the point of that.
You know what? I am going to take a short break because I have something I have to take care of. Find a song here. How long is this? Lola. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
In the pub down in Otto Hall, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a bathroom voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. La 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 la.
Sorry about that, kids. That was entirely a problem with me, according to Xenophobe, being old. But he'll get his one of these days. He'll start to experience the heartburn. Count D says, hey guys, does the advent calendar consist of 24 days or 25 as the picture depicts? Also, an adventurer or an adventer is you still has me laughing. It should be 25. It should be the case that if you got it yesterday and clicked it yesterday, that there will be 25 things, and the last one will be after rollover on Christmas. Although, I don't know, we didn't time it right. This was one of those things that we sort of conceived and fleshed out and executed over the course of about an hour. So, sort of middle of last night, because we realized that if we were going to do it, that it was a cool idea, but that if we were going to do it, we had to do it yesterday. We could have done a 23.
I think it's fine.
Event calendar, but I think it'll be fine. I mean, if it runs a day past Christmas, well, then we fucked up, and Crimbo's actually on the 26th. MaxGuy56 says, now that we've had several Oyster Egg days, will there be a trophy implemented for having a full collection? I don't know. Goreblack says, just in case it fell off your to-do list, this is a friendly reminder to name the gift shop guy. Never gonna do it. I was saying, you know what? If today Goreblack manages to refrain from telling me to name the gift shop guy, I'm gonna name the gift shop guy.
That,
but since you did, you've just reset the counter. Arcane says, it would be nice if we could dick with familiar equipment / tiny plastics within the arena screen. I think
sounds like an Inch Mile situation to me.
Yeah, it is. Yon Dungeon Man says, hey Jack, next music break, could you play some Devo? I don't know if I have any Devo.
I mean, you surely have Whip It.
Yeah, that's probably true. Maybe we'll go out on Whip It. Sephiroth says, what was it I heard a while ago on radio from you about Crimbo falling on KOL's Halloween, and whatever it is, I demand as much Nightmare Before Christmas content we can get and to make a nice event. I'd love to write up stuff for that. Well, we will. And Mr. Skullhead is a huge Nightmare Before Christmas fan, so...
Isn't that, like, next year?
Yeah, it's next year, Christmas, so we got a while to think about it. Trivius Gorgo says, when, if ever, do you plan to implement the disturbing fanfic? It was supposed to go in as part of Ascension, but we ended up sort of leaving those out.
Time constraints.
Omega Zone says, can you send me a K-mail with a Gmail where I can send your bump, or if you want, I can send it to Mr. Skullhead. Go ahead and send it to Mr. Skullhead. I don't want to make my Gmail public.
Zen00 says, a use for the flaming crutch yet, a new event type thing? I think something that Riff wrote has a use for it.
Yeah, I think it does.
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's funny and entertaining.
Zeno says, currently the forum's name is forums.kingdomofloathing.com. What's the chance of it being changed to Forums of Loathing? I get it. Maybe I'll look at that. Ashlyn says, of all the major projects you've hinted at, Offhand, Guild Quest, etc., what do you think will be rolled out first? I don't know. Like, the Offhand stuff, we keep thinking about. What we should probably do is, Hot Stuff is going to be out here for a week. And that's the kind of thing where... What's that?
Before Christmas.
The 13th he gets 13th. Here. So maybe what we'll do is, while Hot Stuff is here, we will just get everything together and actually figure out how to proceed and do that, because he's good at that kind of thing. Of course, might be something else we're working on. We're also going to be doing the server transition at that time, probably, more than likely. So, I don't know. We'll have a better idea what stuff looks like at. Yeah. Oh, C.D. Moyer says, the cases I had was when there were single quotes in the outside note.
Yeah, that's probably something I screwed up.
Sephiroth says, can you say spaghetti? Paschetti. Ha ha ha. Paschetti. Yeah.
Another Space Ghost reference.
Irala says, on the topic of t-shirts, I vote for a Naga shirt. Yeah, I like the Naga. Pumpkin Eve says, the image of elves with hammers really cracks me up. What image of elves with hammers?
I think it's probably something related to the new familiar. I couldn't tell you, though.
Oh, wow. Okay, maybe there's a typo that I just totally missed in that stainless steel slacks.
Zen00 says, are you ever going to add a next page to the player search? Sometimes I get more than 100 results and can't go to the next page and the results I want are. The search players page is kind of the bastard stepchild of all the pages on the kingdom, because it's one of the most expensive things you could ever do to the entire game. And we kind of don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
At least I don't. It kind of scares me. So maybe whenever we get on the new servers, we'll take another look at that and see if there's any way we can be less afraid of it.
One Ton Tomato says, I'd like to request no pagination for the Bat Archive page. Just makes it harder to copy-paste into Excel. Noted. MaxGuy56 says the epileptic ninja should be implemented solely for the purpose of putting the blinking ninja stars joke in game. I don't know. Istanbul says, don't listen to all the whining. I'm laying the smackdown on dyspepsy cola wieners as I type this. Yeah, Istanbul knows what's up. MaxGuy56 says, will we ever see a picture of a pork elf? I've always been curious. I don't know. There's that one elf. There's that elf farm girl in the palindrome.
Is she a pork elf?
I don't think she's a pork elf. Yeah. I think she's some sort of...
There are sewer gnomes, and then there's the nomad gnomes. They have different accents, so there are different types of elves in the game.
Black Belt Duck says, Hot Stuff broke both arms on the bunny slope snowboarding? That's very talented. I don't think he was on the bunny slope.
It would have been funny if he would have agreed, though.
I think he was way the hell at the top of some mountain that didn't even have, like... Trails on it, like he
didn't have snow.
He went out. He came out of a helicopter, but they took him to the wrong mountain.
Yeah,
and actually dropped him into the caldera of a live volcano.
And, well, he was pretty lucky. He only broke.
It wasn't
his
so
arms.
Much he broke his arms as they got burned in half in two places. Count D says, "Hey, Jick, why did you have a picture of a record in the first place concerning Item 13?" You know, it used to be the case that the first 3 or 4 weeks that I was working on the game, I would just sit and draw stuff and then write whatever I had drawn into the game, and I don't do that anymore.
But it's the other way around now. We have to bug
in
to do art.
Yeah, we come up with the content and then...
Then it sits on the plate for about 2 weeks and then Jake goes around to drawing it.
Yeah. So I don't like drawing.
You're the only artist.
Yep. MaxGuy56 says, I was thinking trophies for a certain amount of items in the stash or clan warfare victories. That's true. Vlad Shift Shake says, yeah, I think my clan would use a public message board. Oh, okay. Lady Luanda says, I doubt my clan would use a public message board. We'd get much more use out of a flaming goat cock mascot.
That's not in-game art, unfortunately. I guess we could change that if we really wanted to.
Change what?
Change it to the fact that flaming goat cock isn't an in-game artwork.
I could just, I mean, aren't goat cocks shaped like crutches? Hetty says, key lime pie is easy and delicious. Key lime juice, condensed milk, and pie crust. Yeah, but then you have to put it in the oven.
Yeah, I don't like doing that. And whipped cream is definitely not optional. It's definitely not optional for it not to be in an aerosol can, because I love to make some aerosol can whipped cream.
Yeah, I almost prefer Cool Whip to whipped cream in a can. I like key lime pie. I honestly would deal... a slice of key lime pie with just a tiny dollop of whipped cream on it, to me, is better than... Then like,
yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I mean it was good, but it wasn't. It just wasn't a key lime pie.
I don't agree that it's a key lime pie, but it was also very good.
Count D says, "Hey, Jake, you sure seem to make a lot of references to Spider. Do you really like that song, or is it just a convenient reference?" I think most of those are probably Mr. Skullheads. Nyla asked if I needed to poop. No, I didn't.
He really stops what he's doing for that.
Yeah.
It smells pretty bad over here.
Sephiroth says, any odds we can hear some Nightmare Before Christmas music or Sephiroth-themed music during our next or final break? No, I don't have either of those. Although I might have... I think I have an MP3 of What's This? What's This? I
would have those sorts of things, but I think someone already requested Devo.
Yeah.
So we're going to honor the first request that we get.
Oh, Pumpkin Eve says Elves with Hammers was about the pint glasses being broken really long ago. Okay, right. I forgot. Seal Ghost Blatt says the arena only indicates how many more wins till you get a prize after a familiar battle. Please convince Susie to tell me on the main arena screen. Similarly, Wand Heat and Shore Gifts.
Wand Heat already... the wand doesn't tell you how hot it is.
Yeah, we haven't done... Which I've been meaning to do that, but I just haven't done it. Sky Shroud says, I was highlighting the area images in the wrong side of the tracks, and it seems the casino is much smaller than all the other ones. Why is this? That is because, for some reason, in the main town screen, the pictures are 80 by 80, which I just did that sort of before I did any kind of consistency. I think the reason I did it was because I... had the border around town. But yeah, so, and I just reused the image, and it's just,
oh, the casino used to be on the front page.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that, well, because I mean, town has changed a bunch of times. Like, there was a long time where it just wasn't divided up at all. But yeah. That was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
I guess. Because we, you know, just ran out of space, and then when I first divided it up, like, most of the areas were mostly empty, as I recall. Man. Bad Feet says, please mute your mic before guffawing into it, Zeno. My eardrums are bleeding. I didn't hear any guffaws.
That was more of a chortle.
MaxGuy56 says, please implement the item an huge apple so everyone can laugh. Whether with you or at you is yet to be determined. But the items don't have articles. Except the newspaper item. So Cool says, my clan would find a public message board extremely useful. Okay. Yeah, well, that's it for... that's it for the
messages seem to be petering out.
What Devo song is that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't want to download it.
If you click on it, it'll tell you which one it is.
Oh, right. Okay. Sephiroth says, are there any Nine Inch Nails references in the game? Come on, March of the Pigs. I don't know.
I'm sure there's some.
There's got to be something somewhere. Like, I can't imagine having written as much stuff without it having occurred to me that...
Criswell says, the way you guys describe your office, it seems most of us call that an outhouse.
We are constantly pooping all over it.
Yeah.
And it's got that moon cut out.
Yeah, it's got a moon cut out of the front door.
And there's just, like, random rusty nails sticking out of the walls.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks when you get locked off.
My friend and I, he had this outhouse that wasn't like hooked up to a shithole. It was just, it was like an outhouse that they had moved from somewhere else, and it was sitting behind his house, and there were all these rusty circular saw blades that we would throw at the wall of the outhouse and stick it in there, like, horribly dangerous. It's amazing growing up where I did that I survived. Like...
that you're not dead.
Yeah. Bad Feet says, why does the Mount McLarge huge image in the big mountains look kind of fuzzy / blurry? It might be an artifact of the way that it was resized. Yeah, that's, yeah, no, huh. Maybe I should fix that. It's the same as one of the big mountain images that I used. It probably just, I try and scan everything and resize everything approximately the same way, but sometimes some stuff ends up blurrier than other stuff, and, just happens. Oh, boy.
Cthulhu, who I consider to be the kingdom's Nine Inch Nails expert, says that there are Nine Inch Nails references in the spooky area, which I'm guessing means the spooky forest, or... maybe somewhere else.
Huh. I don't know where that... I mean, that was something that I wrote all of, unless it's in the attack texts.
There are 5 Devo songs in the file that Bad Monkey set.
Wow, holy cow. I still think I'm going to play Whippet, though, because that's one that I know.
Yeah, Whippet is nice.
MaxGuy56 says, chewing gum on a string has an article in it, though not in the same way. Yeah, it's that not in the same way thing. God, smartass. So Cool says, thanks for implementing the floral print. Ah, she sells floral print shirts by the seashore with a Moxie Shore shirt on. There are a lot of people who are probably kicking themselves now. Maybe.
Right, that happens every time we
live by the tiny plastic sword, die by the tiny plastic sword. Matt Hatter 83 says, please, please clarify. Is that a typo in the stainless steel slacks or am I nuts? Because I am nuts and I need clarification. Yeah, there was, and I corrected it. And good catch, because I read it twice and didn't do anything, didn't see it. A Naked Jew says, how badly do you want to play your new game right now, Jick? And also, I love your short wienor. I don't have a short wienor. I have a big veiny cock. Sephiroth says, found Nine Inch Nails reference in Pickle Factory song Head Like a Hole. Okay. And Jinya, wow, Jinya points out something on the...
The on same the, thing.
In the wiki, yeah, yeah. But I didn't realize there was a...
Count DE asks for a way to transfer items from the display case into, or your store into Hank's, and I'm going to say the same thing about this that I've said lots of times, is that your display case isn't for putting things in that you ever are going to need.
Yeah, that's... so.
I don't really have any sympathy for those people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even, you know...
It's
not, you know, not even sympathy, because, like, oh, you fucked up, but, I mean, you... You fucked up and it inconvenienced you, and that's you know what
not,
happens.
Not worth the.
That's amount. What happens when you fuck up. I mean, it's like, wow, the wiki is not wanting to load for me at all. I want to see what the reference is, because I wrote the entire Pickle Factory too, so that'll be definitely mine. Duffield says about having no items that have no articles. No, I'm saying I have every item that has no articles. The scalp of Gorgolok does, and that sometimes makes it harder to find in the list. Yeah, that's true. Oh wow, it was Mr. Skullhead's reference. Damn.
Wow.
He tries to gaze into your soul, but you'd rather die than give him control. Yep.
We got about 4 minutes left, and I can't reload the page.
Yeah, I'm going to... Shin Kefka, I fixed a typo in the Riflet combat text, and I apparently broke.
Awesome.
when it engulfs an enemy and makes it weaker, it says, it come out slightly weaker. Is this a typo or a reference? I don't get. The Riflet speaks in Ebonics, or the way my grandfather talks. Which is also similar to Ebonics, even though he's not particularly Ebon. All right, I'm going to see if Cat Killer, who's picking up after we leave off, is ready for us. And then, again, the transition might go a little unsmooth. I'm going to play this. Actually, I need to find this Devo song first. Devo with it. Alright. So, after this, you'll be in the capable hands of Cat Killer, and have a good night. I'll see you Monday.
Good night, everybody.